Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are, Shani in Parshas Vayeschanan. Ve'ei, limadati eschem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem elokai. Lasos kein bekerav ha'aretz asher atem boim shama l'rishta. Behold, I am teaching you laws and ordinances that just like Hashem, my God, commanded me to do so in the middle of the land that you are going to there to inherit. Ushmartem vasisim kihi chachmaschem ubinaschem leene ha'amim asher yishmun es koa chukim ha'ela v'yamru rak am chacham v'navin ha'goy ha'gadol hazeh. And you will guard them and you will perform them because it is your wisdom and your understanding in the eyes of the nations that will hear of all of these laws. And they will say, only a wise and understanding nation, a great nation such as this. Rashi adds, you will guard them, this is the Mishnah, and you'll perform them, this is to keep them. Your wisdom and your understanding, in this you'll be thought of as wise and understanding men in the eyes of the nations. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav kashem elokinu bechol koreinu elav. Because who is a great nation who has a God that is so close to him, like Hashem our God, in all that has happened to us? Umi goy gadol asher lo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim kechol haTorah hazos asher anochi nosen lifneichem hayom. And who is a great nation who has such great ordinances and laws that are righteous, like all of this Torah that I am giving to you today? Rak yishamer lecha u'shmor nafshecha meod pen tishkach es hadvarim asher ro'u einecha u'fen yasuru milevavchem kol yemei chayecha vodatem levanecha livnei vanecha. Just be careful and guard your soul very much, lest you forget the things that your eyes saw, and lest your heart be swayed all of the days of your life, and you will make known to your children and the children of your children. Rashi says, because if you forget these things, if you forget these laws, then you will just be made a laughing stock in the name, in the eyes of all of the nations. Yom asher amadta lifnei Hashem elokecha b'chorav b'emor Hashem elai hakel li es ha'am v'ashmiem es divarai asher yilmadun l'yiraosi kol hayamim asher hem chayim al ha'adama v'es b'neihem yilmadun. The day that you stood before Hashem, your God, at Chorav, and when Hashem said to me, gather unto me this nation, and I will make them hear my word, that I will teach them to fear me all the days that they are living on the land, and they will teach it to their children. V'tekruvun v'ta'amdun tachas ha'har v'ha'har boyer ba'esh ad lev ha'shamayim choshech anan v'arafel. And you drew close, and you stood under the mountain, and the mountain burnt with fire to the heart of the heavens, the darkness, the clouds, and the concealment. Rashi says that this beginning pasuk depends on the previous pasuk, telling us what is your wisdom or what are the things you are afraid that you'll forget that day when you stood before Hashem. V'daber Hashem elechem mitoch ha'esh kol dvarim atem shomim usmuna inchem rovim zuasi kol. And Hashem spoke to you from within the fire, the voice of words you heard, but you didn't see a picture, only a voice. V'yager lechem es briso asher tziva aschem lasos aseres devarim v'yichtevem nei luchos ha'avanim. And I told you his covenant that he commanded you to do the 10 things, and they were written on 2 tablets of stone. V'osi tziva Hashem be'eris ha'hil lamed eschem chukim u'mishpatim lasoschem osom be'eretz asher atem ovrim shama l'rishta. And he commanded me at that time to teach you laws and ordinances to perform in the land that you are crossing to inherit. Rashi says this refers to Torah Shel Baal Peh. V'nashmartem me'ol l'nafshoseichem ki lo re'isem kol tmuna b'yom diber Hashem elechem b'chorav mitoch ha'esh. Guard your souls very much because you did not see any image on the day Hashem spoke to you on Chorev from amongst the fire. P'ntashchisun v'asisem lechem pesel tmuna kol semel tavnis zachar or nekeva. Lest you go astray and you make an idol, a picture, a likeness of a male or female. Tavnis kol behema asher ba'aretz, tavnis kol tzipor kanaf asher ta'uf b'shamayim. An image of an animal that is in the land, or of a bird of its wings that will fly in the sky. Tavnis kol remes ba adama tavnis kol daga asher ba mayim mitachas la'aretz, or the image of anything that crawls on the ground, or the image of any fish that is in the water below the ground. Ufen tisa inecha hashamaymo v'ra'isa es hashemesh v'es hayareach v'es hakochavim kol tzeva hashamayim v'nidachta v'ishtachavisa lahem v'avadatem asher chalak Hashem elokecha osam l'chol ha'amim tachas kol hashamayim. Unless you lift your eyes up heavenward and you see the sun and the moon and the stars, all of the hosts of the heavens, and you are oppressed and you bow to them and serve them, that Hashem granted them to all of the nations under the heavens. Rashi says, lest you lift your eyes up to look at something and to set your heart in order to stray after them. What does it mean that Hashem gave them? Hashem gave them luminance, or Hashem allowed people to stray after them, even though people would make mistakes because they are heavenly bodies, but Hashem still allowed them to be heavenly bodies and give light, even though people would make mistakes. Ve'eschem lakach Hashem v'yotzi eschem mikor barzel mimitzrayim lihiyos lo la'am nachla kayom hazeh. But you Hashem took you from the iron crucible from Mitzrayim to be to him a nation, an inheritance, just like today. Vashem hisanef bi al divrechem v'yeshvab lebilti avri es hayarden levilti vo el haaretz asher hatova asher Hashem elokecha nosen lecha nachla. And Hashem became angry at me because of your words, and he swore not to allow me to cross the Yarden or to allow me to go into the goodly land that Hashem, your God, gave to you as an inheritance. Ki anochi meis ba'aretz hazos, eineni overa es ha'yarden v'atem ovrim v'rishtem es ha'aretz ha'tova hazos. Because I am dying in this land, I am not crossing the Yarden, and you are crossing, and you are inheriting the good land. Rashi says, why is Moshe repeating this? To tell you that even dead, I am not allowed to cross into the land. Hishamru lachem, pentishkechu esabris Hashem, elokechem asher karas imachem, vasisim lachem pesel tmunas kol asher tzivcha Hashem elokecha. Guard yourselves, lest you forget the covenant with Hashem your God that he made with you, and you will make for yourselves an idol, an image of all of Hashem that has commanded you. Rashi reminds us that Hashem commanded you not to do. Ki Hashem elokecha ish ochlahu kelkana. Because Hashem, your God, is a consuming fire, a jealous God. Ki solid banim uvnevanim v'noshantem ba'arz v'ishchatem sisam pesel tmunas kol asisim hara be'eni Hashem elokecha l'achiso. And you will have children, and they will have children, and they will grow old in the land, and they will depart from the way, and they will make an idol, the image of all, and they will do bad in the eyes of Hashem your God to make him angry. Rashi says that this is a remez, this is a hint, Noshantem is a remez to the end of the 852nd years, the Gemashri of Noshantem, and this is, they would be sent out early in 850 years and two extra years from Noshantem in order that the end of the Pasuk should not be fulfilled, that they will be totally destroyed. Haidosi b'chem hayom es ha-shamayim v'es ha-aretz ki avod tovedun maher me'al ha-aretz asher atem ovrim es ha-yarden shama l'rishta lo sarichun yamim alea ki hishamed tishamedun. I call witness today the heavens and the earth. You will very quickly be lost from the land that you are passing the Yarden over to in order to inherit. You will not last long on it. Rather, you will be destroyed. Ve'hipitz Hashem eschem ba'amim v'nish'artem maseim espar begoyim asher yinaheg Hashem eschem shama. And Hashem will scatter you amongst the nations, and you will stay a small number amongst the nations that Hashem has driven you to them there. Vavatem sham Elohim masi yidei adam eitz va'evan asher lo yirun v'lo yishmu'un v'lo yochlun v'lo yirichun. And you will serve their other gods, the work of man's hands, wood and stone. They do not see, and they do not hear, and they do not eat, and they do not smell. Ashtem misham es Hashem Elokecha u'matzasa ki sidrasenu b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. And from there, you will seek Hashem, your God, and you will find him when you search for him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. Bitzar lechem u'mutzaucha kol devarim ma'ele ba'achris ha'yomim v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo. In your difficulty, and you will encounter all of these things at the end of days, and you will return unto Hashem your God, and you will hear his voice. Ki kel rachum Hashem Elokecha, lo yarpecha v'lo yashchisecha, v'lo yishkach es bris avosecha asher nishba lahem. Because Hashem is merciful, and he will not let you go, and he will not destroy you, and he will not forget the covenant of your forefathers that he swore to them. Ki sha'alna l'yamim rishonim asher hayu lefanecha, l'mina ayom asher bara Elokim adam al ha'aretz u'mikseh ha'shamayim ad kseh ha'shamayim hanihya kadavar ha'gadol hazeh o hanishma kamohu. Because you should ask from the earliest days that were before you to the day that Hashem created a man on this earth, from one end of heaven until the other end of heaven, was there ever such a thing like this, or have you ever heard of such a thing? Rashi says, from one end of the heaven to the other end of heaven, ask every creation under the heavens from one end to the other. Or it tells you that Adam Harishon, that he stretched from the land until the heavens. Hashama am kol elokim edaber mitoch ha'esh ka'asher shamata ata v'chai. Has a nation heard the voice of God speak from amongst the fire like you heard and lived? O hanisa elokim lavo lakachas lo goy mikerav goy b'masos b'osos uv'mofsim uv'melchama uv'yad chazak uv'zroa netuya uv'moraim gedolim kechol asher asa lachem Hashem elokechem b'mitzrayim le'inecha. Or has a God ever tried to take a nation from amongst another nation with signs and wonders and wars, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, with great terrible things, like all of the things that Hashem has done for you in Mitzrayim before your eyes? Rashi says, Hanisa was it through tests we saw his strength. That's Hanisa b'masos. Osos are symbols in order to believe in them that Moshe was the messenger. And Mofsim are the wonders. So what was the war? The war referenced over here was in Yamsuf, because it says Hashem is fighting for you. Ata hares ladas ki Hashem hu Elokim, ein od milvado. You have come to see, to know, that Hashem is Elokim, the powerful judge. There is none like him. What does it mean you've seen? Hashem split open the seven heavens in order to see you and see that he is alone. That's what it means, hares ladas. You have seen and you've known that it's only Hashem. Min ha-shamayim hishmiacha es kolo liyasreka ve'al ha'aretz hara'acha es isho ha'gadola u'dvarav shamata mitocha ish. From heavens he caused you to hear his voice to afflict you, and on the land he has shown his great fire, and his words you've heard from amongst the fire. Because he loved your forefathers, and he chose their children after them, and he took you in front of him with his great strength from Mitzrayim. What does it mean? It took you out before him, like a man takes his son and pushes him forward ahead of him. Lahorish goyim gedolim v'atzumim mimcha mipanecha lehaviacha l'seis lecha es artzo nachla kayom hazeh. In order to inherit great nations, mighty ones from before you, to bring you and to give to you their land as an inheritance to this day. V'yadata hayom v'ashivosa el levavecha ki Hashem Hu ha'elokim b'shamayim mima'al ve'el ha'aretz mitachas ein od. And you will know today, and you will turn it to your heart, because Hashem is Elohim. He is the mighty judge in heavens above and on the land below. There is no other. Veshamarta es chukav es mitzvosav asher anochi mitzavcha hayom asher yitav lecha ulevanecha acharecha uleman tarich yamim al ha'adama asher Hashem Elokecha nosim lecha kol hayomim. And you will guard his statutes and his mitzvos that I command you today, in order to be good to you and to your children after you, and in order that you shall live long years on the land that Hashem your God is giving to you for all of the days.